Welcome to this week's Weekly Bible Devotional Podcast. This is episode number 431. Today is Friday, April 16th, 2021. This is Edward Patterson. Daily Devotion is written by Pastor Thomas Smith. The title of today's devotional is, My Meditation of Him Shall Be Sweet. Let's begin. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Psalms 104:34. We are frequently reminded of the importance of our thought life. Our minds can easily wander. We can find ourselves thinking of negative things or daydreaming aimlessly. Our thinking will ultimately influence our emotions or feelings, and finally, our actions. To gain control of our spiritual lives demands that we must first get control of our minds. Peter said it this way, Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. We have to pull our thoughts together. The passage we are considering is concerned with more than just casual thoughts, but with meditation. Meditation means to contemplate, to dwell on, and to think through. Meditation involves a deliberate attempt to keep our minds focused on a particular subject or thought, allowing the thoughts to muse or ponder them deeply. In our text, the psalmist gives us some great advice on the content with which our minds shall be absorbed. My meditation of him, our meditation, and our contemplation should be of Christ. Meditation alone is not the answer if we are not meditating on the proper things. We are taught in other places to meditate on the Word of God, as well as meditate on Him. We should meditate on His goodness, meditate on the sacrifice of the cross and the sufficiency of His atoning death, meditate on the power of His resurrection, meditate on His incessantly ministry for us in heaven. Meditate on his promise to return for us. Our meditation of him shall be sweet. It is pleasant to meditate upon the Lord that we serve and ponder his infinite grace and mercy. We also see in our scripture the fruit of our thoughts. I will be glad in the Lord. Our meditation on him will produce joy and peace in our hearts. There are so many opportunities in our lives to worry and be stressful. Many things seek to steal our joy and victory as Christians. When we allow our minds to be dominated with the negative and are consumed with our problems, it is no wonder that our gladness is replaced with sadness. Meditating on Christ will not cause our problems to disappear, but it will help us keep the right perspective as far as our problems are concerned. There is someone larger than our struggles. Think about it. Think about him.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. I pray that this devotional podcast has blessed the person listening to this and that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to his or her heart. I ask this in this mighty name. Amen. For more information about my weekly Bible devotionals, please visit my WordPress page at weeklybibledevotionalpodcast.wordpress.com. Are you tired of living the way you have been and want a change in your life? Meaning, are you saved? Jesus has his arms open wide for you and is knocking at the door of your heart. Will you ask him in your heart today and be your Lord and Savior? Don't put it off any longer. If you feel that Jesus is tugging at your heart, all you have to do is recite the simple prayer out loud with me. Are you ready? Precious Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and I have lived a life of sin. I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe that you are God, born of a virgin birth, that you died on the cross and shed your blood for my sins, and gave me everlasting life. Come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. help guide me to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have just repeated this simple prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.